Hi there, this is Josh Chandler from the Technology Gazette podcast. This chat I had was meant to be part of our web video week, which we were going to have on Technology Gazette, but we didn't in the end. So thank you very much, Charlie Todd from ImprovEverywhere.com, for popping onto today's show. All links to his sites and all video he's been doing will be at the show notes. I'd also just like to warn any people with young ears nearby right now, there will be one use of a bad word, which is quite near the beginning. It's not a really bad word, but I think I should take this word of warning to mention there'll be one bad word mentioned in today's show, so my apologies for any offence that may have caused, but it is only one word, and I'm very happy for that. So once again, thank you very much, Charlie, for taking the time out to come on to today's show.
Hi guys, this is Technology Gazette episode 23, live on the 14th of April 2008. My name is Josh Chandler, and I'd like to welcome you on today's very special guest as part of our web video, what was going to be week. Ended up being just a special. I'd like to thank you very much, Charlie Todd of ImprovEverywhere.com, for popping on stage show. Thanks for having me, Josh. No problem. So, would you like to just go into a little bit of detail, what we can expect really from ImprovEverywhere.com? Yeah, sure. I started ImprovEverywhere in 2001 here in New York City. It's a website, as you said, ImprovEverywhere.com. Publish the results of these missions that we stage in New York City, and increasingly our missions are spread all over the world. What we do is stage scenes of chaos and joy in public places. So we get
you're about to do something that we thought was really cool.
cool and interesting and unusual and fun. And they're not like that outbreaks. Hopefully, the breaks that we pay are as much fun for the people who encounter them as they are for us. Absolutely. And do you have any inspiration for this idea? Well, I grew up playing pranks, and celebrating every Tuesday with my family, and playing pranks at university like most people do. But when I moved to New York, I just got really excited about the fact that I was 22 years old and out to the city, and no one in this, million person city knew who I was. Because of that, I could be anybody I wanted to be. I kind of had that total anonymity that a large city can provide you when you're just walking around in the streets. And there was a particular event that started to play everyone. I was hanging out with a college friend, and he remarked that I looked like the rock star Ben Folds, which is not really true. I don't know how popular Ben Folds is in England, but he was pretty popular here, but he's not like a huge star where people would know exactly what he looks like unless you were a fan. And I don't really look like it, but I kind of think that I was a man that I'm like, you know, the same height and weight and all of that. So I went into a bar here in the West Village in Manhattan, and I sat in the bar by myself and drank alone for about a half an hour, and then my friend came up to me and asked for my autograph and identified me as Ben Folds and said that he was a big fan of my music. And I walked away. And after that moment, everyone in the bar turned to me and believed that I was this rock star. And the bartender started giving me free drinks, people started coming up and taking photographs with me, girls were giving me their telephone numbers, giving me their napkins, and I ended up performing as this rock star Ben Folds for 3 hours in that bill, and it was just this really fun experience. And at the end of the night, I just left. I told everyone goodbye, and then I had to go meet some friends somewhere else, and I just left. And that's what really excited me, was that there wasn't a moment where I said, like, ha ha ha, jokes on you, you've been fooled. Instead, I just left the scene of the crime, and everyone who was there that night hopefully still has that story of tonight they met a celebrity and had a ton of fun with them. And sure, it's fake, but you know, even if they figure it out, they still have that great story of, like, I was fooled into believing that I was with a celebrity, and then he left, and there was no explanation, and I don't know why. Yeah, so I did that, and the full version of all the crazy things that happened that night, is very long and complicated, so I got tired of telling the full story, so I typed it up and put it on the internet, and sent it around to some friends. And once I did that, I realized, like, this is a pretty good idea. I should go do unusual, weird, fun things in New York City, and then put them on the internet. That's how the website got started. So you obviously sort of started up, and it seems to be a big sort of team that's involved in the New York City. How did that kind of get started, that big group of people doing it?
Well, it just grew over the years. It started with just myself and two or three friends that are from school. Then a big turning point was early on I started taking classes at a place called the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. And that's one of the biggest and most awesome improv and sketch comedy schools in America. It's a really awesome institution that I've been a big part of since I moved to New York. But I started taking improv classes or comedy improv classes. And in these classes I met all of these other really interesting people who were comedians and who were excited about what I was doing and wanted to help me out, wanted to be a part of it, and had great ideas for things to do. So pretty quickly I got into, you know, a group that had maybe 100 people who were interested in any given time to come out and be a part of it. And then as I started getting media coverage and people started finding out about it over the years, it just grew larger and larger, and now we have about 13,000 people who are on our New York City agents list, and those are people who want to come out and participate.
Just in New York, how's it feel to have this sort of worldwide community start to build up for improv right now?
That's been very cool. Over the past couple of years, as we've started to get more international press, and international bloggers picking up on us. I've had a lot of people email me and say, like, hey, I live in London, I'd like to do this too. Can I start my own chapter here? Can I do this in Paris? Can I do this in San Francisco? And I never really knew how to handle that just because it's sort of weird to give someone else, like, the name of the group that, you know, that you created and that you've worked on. But at the same time, I want the ideas to spread. I think it's awesome if, you know, the types of things that we do happen in other places as well. So, I recently launched a new website called Improv101Global. It's sort of like a social network, but just for people who are interested in getting involved in these sorts of stats. And, that has grown very quickly over the last few months, and I've started to see, various missions that are similar to ours happening in cities all over the world. We did a particular mission that went up on the internet in January that was probably the most popular thing we did in terms of black people viewing it on the internet. What we did is we got 207 people to freeze in place for exactly 5 minutes in Grand Central Station here in New York. So everybody synchronized their watches, they went into Grand Central Station, which is a very busy train station, and at the exact second, everyone just froze in place. And we held that for 5 minutes, and then we just walked away and vanished. And that particular idea was very popular on YouTube. It has about 10.5 million views on YouTube since we put it up at the end of January. And it's inspiring people, and I believe something like 33 different countries. I think it's up to over 60 different cities around the world where people have gone out and replicated this idea of getting a large amount of people to freeze in place for 5 minutes in a public place. It happened in Trafalgar Square in London. I believe it's happened in a few other locations in the UK. And then it's also happened in Paris and Beijing and New Zealand and Bogota, Colombia and Mexico City. Truly has been an international phenomenon, and it's been really fun to watch it spread and to see all the videos from all these different people replicating that idea. experience the main focus of some of today's podcast moderator was talk about with web videos. As you mentioned, you've had immense success with YouTube. I just wanted to know how you really find using YouTube and using various other video sites has helped your success during the years. YouTube has pros and cons. The best thing about YouTube is the audience. I mean, there are so many people around the world who are YouTube users, and I really feel like if you're doing that video, even if you're putting your stuff on another site, because perhaps you have like revenue sharing on another site, or another site has higher video quality, or some feature that you like, I think it still behooves you to also put your stuff on YouTube, just because the audience is so much larger for things on YouTube, and it has such a great potential to spread. You know, particularly if you're so lucky to get one of your videos featured in any way on YouTube, it can really have a huge impact. I've had three different videos that they put on the front page of YouTube, and, you know, once that happens, you know, you're looking at least 1 million viewers looking at your stuff, which is just incredible. Also, you've been featured on the very popular social news media site Addict.com a couple of times. That's certainly been a very big push, and that's certainly how I came to find out about you guys. Definitely a really interesting thing that Dick does, YouTube does, and it's obviously helped you guys a lot. Dick is obviously an amazing tool. And we've been very lucky in the last few months that I think the last four things that we've put up, maybe the last five things that we've put up on our website have found our way onto Dick Popular, I think even to the front page of Dick. It's a tremendous blessing to get onto the top of Dick and the amount of traffic that you're gonna get. In fact, it's terrifying when it happens because so many people are coming to your website that if you don't have a very good hosting service, your website gets shut down from all the traffic. It becomes very difficult to even get on. When we've actually had to in January, because of all the people who were coming to my site to see this Mysteries in Grand Central Mission. We ended up having to move our servers to Amazon hosting services and had to pay, it was over $900 in traffic fees that we had to pay. It's worth it, if that many people are seeing your site and spreading the word in the long term, it's worth it to make that investment. The company in San Francisco called Giant ended up reaching out to us and offered to host us for free in exchange for us just putting a little badge on our site that says that, they're hosting us. So, I've done a great job in the last few times we've been on the front of gig. Our site has held up this far. But, if you have us, if you have a site that is just maybe you're hosting on your own or have just a basic package, you have to be careful in the sense of when it's very popular and it has been shut down. Exactly, and it's been a big problem for many, many, many people. Yes, yes, absolutely, very good point there. Next question I really wanted to know about was, where do you see Improv Everywhere going in the future? Have you got any sort of major plans that are coming up for the site? Yeah, we're gonna keep doing, missions here in New York, and, some of the stuff that we do in New York is sort of large-scale things that might involve several other people. And then also, there's kind of a cohort of people who have been involved with Improv Everywhere from the start, for several years. And we'll go out and do stuff that's on a smaller scale with it. Our mission in February, I believe it was, that took place in a Starbucks coffee shop here in New York, where three people went in one by one and brought in giant desktop computers. So, big CRT monitors, like a big 20-inch CRT, a 20-pound monitor and a giant desktop tower, and, they set a wall up in the Starbucks cafe where they have free Wi-Fi, and we even had Wi-Fi cards inside of our desktops. And then surf the internet on these big computers, which I'm sure you guys have Starbucks and one in one tower. I'm working on laptops or whatever, but it was just a very funny sight to see these people with these giant outdated computers walking them around in these big suitcases as laptop cases. But that's an example of something that we do that, there there were three people involved in that, so it's smaller scale in terms of numbers. But we're gonna keep doing what we do here in New York, and we have a couple of annual events that always get very large attendance, and we hope that those keep growing. And we're also just excited to see what people in these other cities come up with. If you go to empireofrockmovie.com, it'll take you to the social network site for the global community. And it's been growing every weekend for the past month. And Monday, I see links on that site where someone in some city has gone and done something, and there's a video of it, and we're excited just to be able to aggregate all of that and feature some of the best international videos on our site. Exactly, yeah. And, are there any other links apart from, improveverywhere.com, improveverywhere.global.com that you could, direct people to if they wanna find out more?
Why are you asking that at all? It's just to go to empireofrockmovie.com. We have a link to the global page there. We have a link to our Facebook group there. And a link to our YouTube account there if people want to subscribe to the videos on YouTube as well. That's kind of like the main, that's the main site. It also has the archives that we've done about 70 different missions in New York over the past 7 years, so all of that stuff is pretty meticulously detailed. I think if there's anything, one of the unique things about us is that from the start of what we've been doing, we've been very good about taking photographs and filming stuff with hidden cameras, just so there's good documentation of everything. I feel like a lot of these types of events, pranks that you hear about that took place kind of before the digital revolution, they just exist as stories because, you know, the kind of equipment to document wasn't as affordable as it is in this time period.
Exactly. Yes, just to wrap up this, could you give us any suggestions there? People who might be interested in this whole thing now, you might be listening, how they would go about getting involved.
Yeah, you know, if you're in the UK and you want to get involved, definitely go to empireofrockmovie.com and click on the global link. From there, you can look in the groups, and the groups divided by city, and there's a group for London, and I believe there's groups for several other regions in the UK. as well. And also, if anyone is in Manchester or near Manchester, I'm gonna be there myself for the Futurosonic Festival that's taking place May 1st through 5th. And in fact, we'll try to organize a start in Manchester on Thursday, May 1st. And information on that is in the Manchester group on the global site. Right, okay, so yeah, I think that's about everything I've wanted to ask you, everything for the listeners. So I'd like to thank Charlie Ton of Improv for coming on today's show. Right, thanks a lot, guys, it was my pleasure. Right, so yeah, wrapping up today's show for the 14th of April 2008. This was episode 23 of Technology Gazette.
So once again, thank you to Charlie Todd of ImprovEverywhere.com for coming on to today's show. I'd like to further mention the fact that this show will be back onto a weekly schedule rather than a daily. So if you're looking for this show on a daily basis on your iTunes or any podcatcher you may be using, you won't find it. We'll be back to Monday. So yeah, we'll see you next Monday. Hopefully back live on TalkShoe.com. I can't quite decide whether I'm kind of enjoying this whole thing with doing it on a pre-recorded basis, but we'll see anyway. So until next Monday, bye.